paragraph Yudalit. V'al kein oimrim kol ze b'mizmor shir Chanukas Habayis. And this is why all of this is in that particular capital of Tehillim that speaks about Chanukah, Chanukas Habayis, when they made the Chanukas Habayis at the second base of Mikdash. Shu b'chinas Chanukah. Ki ikar ha-yeshua v'hatikva hu binyan beis hamikdash. Because the greatest Yeshua for Klal Yisrael, our main hope is that we're going to be zecha one day to have the beis hamikdash. Shehu hamokoim shero avoseinu meirochoik. That's the place that it says vayares hamokoim meirochoik. Remember, it says Avram Avinu saw that place in the distance. Hamokoim, which mokoim? The site of the beis hamikdash. Sheshom kol tikvoseinu. That's our main hope. Kishom kol hiskarvus Yisrael avim shebashamayim. Because that's the place where Klal Yisrael experienced the greatest closeness to Hashem. That's the place where a person was able to see Hashem. The Gemara says there were 10 miracles going on there constantly, all the time. A person saw Hashem. Sholosh pam bashana yeroe kol zchurcha espnei Hashem alekecha. To see Hashem's face. Uba'avduseinu bo'imek hagolus. And in our struggles that we're going through in this severe golus, tzrichim b'chol yoim lahamshich al atzmoi b'chinas Chanukas Habayis. We have to try to draw upon ourselves in the golus. We have to be able to draw some of that light, some of that simcha from the Beis Hamikdash. Ki kol mi sheyesh boideyo keilu nivne Beis Hamikdash b'yomav. Because the Gemara says in Brochas, any person who has the right seichel, who has the right mindset, it's as if the Beis Hamikdash were already built for him. V'al kein, and therefore, kol echod, kefi ma'at hadas v'hamoyach she'ashem yisborach meir olo b'chazdei b'chol yoyim, b'b'chines chadoshim ha'bekorim, each and every one of us, based on the little bit of seichel that Hashem gives us every single day, to be able to see Hashem's chasodim. As the pasuk says, chadoshim labekorim, that every single morning I get up and there's something new. I realize something new to thank Hashem for and to be happy about. Kemoikein nimshacholo b'chinas kedushas Chanukas Habayis. To that degree, that person is drawing upon himself the kedusha, the holiness of the Beis Hamikdash, of the Chanukas Habayis. This is why we say this paragraph every day, and we mention all of that. This is the concept of the realization that who's the rochoik? Me. Who's the koroiv? Me. On one hand, I'm very, very far from Hashem. On the other hand, Hashem is so close to me. Hashem loves me. He gives me permission to put on tefillin, to put on a talis, to wear the king's garments. He gives me a wife. He gives me children. All the different brochas that each and every person, I have parnosa, each person, the different things that they have. To be able to realize that it's true, I'm rochoik and I'm koroiv. And therefore I'm busy thanking Hashem, and I'm also pleading with Hashem all the time for the things that I need. There's something that's come up repeatedly, many times recently, and it came up last night again in a conversation. There are people in Breslov today who are writing Sforim, and in their Sforim, they're writing that a Jew should, today, a Jew should only thank Hashem. Forget the other stuff. Forget asking Hashem what you need. Just thank Hashem, period. And everything you need, Hashem will give you automatically. It's a nice thing to say. On the other hand, it seems that there are many sources in the Gemara, in the Torah, and in Rabbeinu Zal's Sforim, where we're told that tefillah consists of two parts. Mashiach, when Mashiach comes, Rabbeinu Zal says that the Shashua Olam Haba, in Olam Haba, there's going to be just praise for Hashem. As long as we are living in this physical world, sometimes there's Shabbos, there's a taste of it. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to ask for personal needs. But for a person to say he's going to keep Shabbos 7 days, not too many people are on a level to do that. And sometimes, if a person tries to do that, sometimes they could get tripped up. Whereas Rav Nosson Zal here spells out here and in many other places, follows the line of the Gemara, which says, yes, thank Hashem big time, serious thanking and praising. But also don't forget to ask for what you need. Harchev Pichov Amalei, Hashem says, open your mouth wide and I'll fill it. Sometimes Hashem will say to a person, why didn't you ask? Why didn't you ask? If you would have asked, I was ready to give it to you. You just had to ask for it. Hashem should help. We should be zeichet to serve Hashem the right way.